One of the dividends for delegates at a convention where there is no particular controversy is that there are a great many entertainments. There are parties, concerts, architectural tours, museum events, and more parties for delegates and friends. On Sunday, Liz and Christy Carpenter had a party with a local friend at a formerly crusty former men's club in downtown Chicago. Liz Carpenter is retired now and living in Austin, but she has many friends among the delegates and politicians and reporters from the days when she was Lady Bird Johnson's press secretary. On Sunday, Liz Carpenter held court at the Chicago Club, telling the good old stories.
Larry Sander, Liz. Nice to meet you.
So glad to see you.
Today, she's at the convention as a Texas delegate. Her daughter, Christy, has her own public relations firm in Northern California and is a California delegate. We talked to mother and daughter about their memories of Democratic conventions before the reception began. Liz said she covered her first convention as a very young, very green reporter. It was in Philadelphia in 1948.
This one happened to be the Democratic convention where Harry Truman was nominated. Hubert Humphrey, the young mayor of Minneapolis, put up a civil rights plank in the platform and divided lots of the delegates. There was one camera. It was television for the first time, and it stayed steadfast right on the podium. I do remember that it was the introduction of a conscience about civil rights, and the South was very much caucusing all the time. But anyway, Hubert Humphrey was all over the platform and young and vibrant and persuasive.
And what about you, Christy?
The first convention I remember was 1964 in Atlantic City when Lyndon Johnson was nominated along with Hubert Humphrey for president. And one of the most memorable moments was when Bobby Kennedy came out and gave a tribute to his brother. And of course, that was a very sad and emotional time, lots of people crying. But then the convention mood shifted and we moved on and the talk was all about the future. And it was a very different time. That was a time when people were very excited about the prospect of government making lives better for people by enacting civil rights legislation, Johnson's war on poverty, and people were galvanized and excited.
What was your role? What were you doing there?
Well, I was 14 years old, so I was really the child of Liz Carpenter, who was press secretary to Lady Bird Johnson, and I was really there to observe and absorb as much as I could.
And do you remember it as being fun or boring?
It was absolutely a blast. I ran everywhere, looked at everything. It was great fun for me to media watch just as much as it was to politician watch. It was also exciting for me because on the heels of the Democratic Convention, the Beatles came to Atlantic City, and my mother had arranged for me to go to the Beatles concert. So that was really also a high point.
Maybe even a higher point.
Even higher.
What about what your daughter is talking about, Liz Carpenter? What about this sense of government as playing an active and positive role in people's lives, something that really has kind of gone out of politics now?
Well, they've tried to push it out, but I think that anybody who studies the Constitution knows that in a democracy, government is the Arrangements Committee. And I believe that. Certainly Lyndon Johnson made me believe it, because you can do so much with power, with an effort to lift people up from poverty and become, as he used to say, taxpayers instead of tax eaters. And I think we've been on a binge since the Reagan administration to think that no new taxes should be the national chant.
Were you here in 68?
Yes,
I was. Were you both here in
68? My daughter and I were both here.
Mm-hmm.
But Christy was here and wearing Humphrey buttons. And let her tell you about what happened to her.
Well, I remember the 1968 convention very vividly. I was 18 years old. I was a college student. And what I encountered walking around Chicago wearing Humphrey buttons was a lot of jeering insults. And I even had teenagers spit on me.
There was a level of intensity to those days, which I think is just something that people who are 18 years old now cannot even imagine.
Well, so much happened that year. Martin Luther King was assassinated. Bobby Kennedy was assassinated. The Soviets invaded Czechoslovakia. We had a sitting president decide not to run for re-election. You had the Bobby Kennedy enter the race and then be shot. I mean, so much. There was so much turmoil, and I think it is very hard for people today to relate to it.
Your view of conventions has often been from the back rooms, where people were trying to make things happen and see to it that other things didn't happen. This is a convention where nothing is going to happen. We know everything that's going to happen. There's no surprises, no tension, no upset.
Listen, it's going to be a wonderful convention. The people who are going to complain about it are your crowd, Linda, and that's the press. There's nothing in the Constitution that said democracy was designed to entertain the media, and they're just going to have to start covering the story more.
Liz Carpenter is a delegate from Texas. Her daughter, Christy Carpenter, is a delegate from California.